catching up with Andrea Dixon of the Southern Dairy Hub this afternoon on the Muster. Andrea, welcome once again. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Andy.
How's everything looking over there in Central Southland?
Well, it's nice to see the grass push away a wee bit because it was a bit tight, so lining up well for a nice autumn.
So what's been happening at the Dairy Hub over the last few while?
Yeah, things have been pretty busy. We're settling into our future farm system demo trial, so we're sharing a lot of that information through our weekly Hub Watch. It'll be a good opportunity just for me to share what the differences are between those two farm systems.
Yes.
So the future farm is a farmlet with a high genetic merit herd, lower stocking rate, less imported feed, and therefore a lower emissions profile. And what's fantastic with the way that we're set up is that we can compare another herd standard farm, more representative of the Southland herd, with a slightly higher stocking rate. And what that means is that we can look at the profitability and, I guess, the environmental profile of both systems and share that information with the farming community as we move along in a demonstration format. So, yeah, things are pretty exciting. We're seeing some really interesting differences between the two herds, which is great.
Yeah, what's a couple of the major differences you've noticed so far?
Well, the main one being production. So the future herd is higher in production and lower imported feed as well. So, you know, they're two really good levers, I guess, for emission profile.
Are you having to do many tweaks as far as getting your emissions down with this other herd?
Well, we're reducing the imported feed. Obviously, the lower stocking rate helps towards that. So that's how we've set the trial up at the beginning. And the tweaks we make, week to week in regard to grass growth and meeting cow demand.
So you've got a field day coming up in the not-too-distant future, Andrea. What's the go?
Yes, we do. We're really looking forward to our field day. We're going to deep dive into the profitable use of supplements and effective grass management. Quite excited. We've got Kim Robinson from the Northland Dairy Development Trust joining us, and they've done a supplement trial on marginal milk. So it really helps understand what makes supplement use profitable. She presented at the Pasture Summit in the Waikato last year, and her presentation was really well received. So we're super excited to have her in Southland, and we thank Dairy NZ for sponsoring her to come down. We've also got Connell Harkin, local farm consultant. He's going to be sharing some of his research that he did while at Lincoln University around the profitability of milk response rates from the various concentrates used relative to post-grazing residuals. And it's always good to have a local farmer at your field day. Henny Amtink is going to join us, and he's going to talk through how he manages grass to get the best out of supplements and share some of his tips and tricks on making and preserving high-quality feed.
I suppose supplement use is a big issue as well, depending on where you are and what your season's been like, and having to ad-lib feed on occasions because of the season. So there's quite a few factors I'd imagine you've got to bring into it.
Yeah, massive factors, and there is opportunity, and it's just understanding where that balance lies in regard to profitability and what the best feed is for the best response relative to residual. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic field day, and really look forward to lots of people coming along.
Now, who's this event for, Andrea? Who can turn up?
Anyone can turn up. We'll welcome everyone along, all farmers most definitely. Fiji Rightsons have kindly offered to sponsor lunch. We will have the field day at the farm no matter what, so if it's cold and wet, bring a coat.
Tuesday the 15th of April, is that correct?
That's correct, 10:30 start.
What else has been going on there? Because what you're doing there at the Dairy Hub, like you say, you're trying to lower your emissions profile. What else has been the go?
Well, we've got a newsletter that's due out in the next couple of weeks. I'm just encouraging everyone to make sure that they've signed up to that. It's an opportunity for us to share some of our great research and put it alongside some of our demonstration insights and just making sure that it's really timely and relevant to the farming community. So, yeah, just encouraging everyone to sign up to our newsletter. You can do that via the website, so southerndairyhub.co.nz, and you can also see that through our Facebook page as well.
Yeah, I had a look on your Facebook page here the other day. It looks like quite a bit's been going on. It's a good active site.
Yes, it is a really good active site, and we're really enjoying the engagement that we're getting from the community, both within New Zealand and outside New Zealand as well. So, yeah, our gates and doors are always open.
Good on you, Andrea. Always good to catch up.
Perfect. Thank you, Andy. Have a good day. Past 18, he was waiting for
Andrea Dixon from the Southern Dairy Hub. Once again, that date for the field day coming up, Tuesday the 15th of April, 10:30 at the Cowshed, 611 Royal Bush, Wallacetown Road.